Jayada Dhamma Dhamma Gunya Vihadi Opidana Vallabha Varadadi Gopi Dana Vallabha Siri Varadadi Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Nandana Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Nandana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jayada Dhamma Dhamma Punya Vihadi Jayada Dhamma Dhamma Punya Vihadi Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Nama Rama Hare Rama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Gauranitai, 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 Gauranitai. Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath. Jaya Baladeva, Jaya Subhadra. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna, it is with the greatest pleasure that I take the opportunity to address all of you today on a subject matter which I feel is important for our spiritual development. The great scripture Srimad Bhagavatam was spoken by the Saint Shukadev Goswami to Parikshit. Parikshit Maharaj was the king of Bharat, but he had been cursed by a saint to die within 7 days. Imagine any one of us would get the notice, maybe by a doctor or by the Tamil Tigers, that we have exactly 7 days to live and after that we will be executed. Seven days, not more. Our death would come. How would we spend these 7 days? Would we try to fly to Disneyland in Florida, America? Or maybe climb the Eiffel Tower in Paris?
Paris, Eiffel Tower,
or to go by helicopter to the Jungfrau in Switzerland? How would we spend our 7 days? Listen how Parikshit Maharaj spent his 7 days. He went to the banks of the Ganga, determined to fast till the end and listen to Krishna Katha. I must remind you that Parikshit Maharaj was a king. He was accustomed to eat for each lunch a meal with 54 preparations. He fasted. He was not used to fasting. He was used to comfort. So 5 days went by as he was sitting on the banks of the Yamuna, not even drinking a drop of water or not even taking what is called a cat nap, that is a nap, a little sleep for 5 to 10 minutes. No, nothing. Nothing.
By Ganga.
By Ganga. No eating and sleeping for 5 days. Parikshit Maharaj's guru, Shukadev Goswami, had been talking for 5 days non-stop about Krishna. So after 5 days, Shukadev Goswami looked at Parikshit Maharaj, the fasting king, and he said, "Maharaj, I think we should make a pause. Drink a little zip of water at least." Little sleep. What is the noise there? Oh, boys, Shanti. Tamil boys, ji, Shanti, oop, oop. Not possible. No problem, it's India. Yes, no problem. Yes. Parikshit Maharaj said, "No, Shukadev, I need not even a drink of water. I don't want to eat even a little fruit. I don't want to sleep."
Parikshit Maharaj kurina, Guru Devare, Sodhara Swami ki kurina, enak neerum pandam, urakkam pandam, unavu kuda pandam, endru kurina.
But what is with your energy? You must be tired. No, I'm not tired. Before you talked about Krishna, I was easily becoming disturbed when I didn't get enough food or drink water. And Parikshit Maharaj remembered the time when he was hunting once in the forest and he became very thirsty. Ooh. So he went to the ashram of Shamika Rishi, hoping that the saint would greet him and offer him some water. But Shamika was in samadhi, meditating. He was in samadhi, Shamika Rishi, deep meditation. He didn't notice that the king had entered his ashram. So Parikshit at that time had become very disturbed. I'm the king, I'm dying from thirst, and this saint doesn't pay any attention. Instead, he ignores me. He became very angry. Parikshit took his bow and with the end of the bow took a dead snake and garlanded the saint. Parikshit remembered all this when he was asked by his spiritual master to take some food after 5 days. He remembered also how the son of the saint had come, had seen what he did to his father, what Parikshit did to his father, and became so angry that he broke his Brahmin thread. The Rama must be there. He took his Brahmin thread and he broke it and he said, "May you die within 7 days." Parikshit remembered how he had become so disturbed at that time by his hunger and thirst that as a result he was cursed to die. He was not an ascetic person. Few hours, no drink, he would get disturbed. But now for 5 days he was already fasting and not drinking and eating. So his Guru Maharaj said, "Let's make a little pause now in our Bhagavad Katha. Little sleeping, little eating. Why did Parikshit now say, "No, I don't want to drink, I don't want to eat"? The Bhagavatam answers this question. Naishadi dusha hakshun mang tyakto damapi badate pibantam twang mukam boja chutam hari katam ritam. Parikshit says, "Guru Maharaj, Because of my vow on the verge of death, I have given up even drinking water. Yet, now I'm drinking the nectar of topics about Lord Krishna. And because I'm drinking the nectar about Krishna, my hunger and thirst, which were extremely difficult to bear, cannot hinder me. So, our exalted spiritual master Srila Prabhupada comments this. He said, certainly Maharaj Parikshit must have been hungry and thirsty when he fasted as a preparation to his death. He said, Parikshit said, I'm quite fit. I'm not at all disturbed by my hunger and thirst. Because I'm drinking the nectar of topics of Lord Krishna. And Prabhupada says, the entire world is suffering because of spiritual thirst. And he says, every living being is Brahman or spirit soul and needs spiritual food to satisfy his hunger and thirst. Unfortunately, however, the world is completely unaware of the nectar of Krishna Katha. There is certainly a charming attraction in Krishna and Krishna Katha. And he says that hearing about Krishna is like the moon, receiving the moon beams.
Moon beams.
Moon beams, yes. When the vegetables receive the moon beams, they grow. In the same way, when a human being hears the moonbeams of Krishna Katha, he grows and gets strength. Prabhupada, he says, to stop this repetition of birth and death, Krishna Katha or Krishna consciousness is absolutely necessary. So Parikshit Maharaj was fasting for 7 days and he felt nourished by the moonbeams of Krishna Katha. He grew and he prepared for his deathlessness. My dear devotees of the Tamil community, life is so full of anxieties and uncertainties.
வாழ்க்கை வந்து நிறைய பயன்களும் எதிர்பாராத விளைவுகளும் நடக்கக்கூடியது.
As a result, our consciousness is often so disturbed so that we feel so unhappy and distressed inside.
எங்களுடைய உணர்வு வந்து எங்களுடைய உணர்வு எங்களுக்கு வந்து நிறைய விடயங்களிலே சந்தோஷமின்மையையும் துன்பத்தையும் தருகிறது.
Most people that notice that material life is full of distress, and therefore they drink alcohol.
நிறைய மக்கள் அறிந்து கொள்கிறார்கள் இந்த பௌதிக வாழ்க்கை துன்பமானது என்று சொல்லி அறிந்தபடியினால் என்ன செய்கிறார்கள், அவர்கள் எல்லாம் மதுவை அருந்துகிறார்கள்.
To overcome the distress of material life, they intoxicate themselves with smoking, alcohol, and sex life outside marriage.
இந்த பௌதிக துன்பங்களிலிருந்து தாங்கள் தங்களை அறியாமல் வெளியிலே கொண்டு வர வேண்டும் என்ற எண்ணத்தினாலே மது அருந்துதல், புகைப்பிடித்தல், போதை வழக்கங்கள், மனைவியை தவிர்த்த வெளியிலே சென்று பால்வரவு செய்தல் இவ்வாறான சேர்க்கை மூலம் தங்களை வெளியிலே கொண்டு வர நினைக்கிறார்கள்.
பட் பரீட்சித் மகாராஜ் டீச்சர்ஸ் அஸ் அனதர் பாத். ஹி டீச்சர்ஸ் அஸ் டு பிகம் intoxicated and happy with Krishna Katha.
ஆனால் பரீட்சித் மகாராஜா எங்களுக்கு வேறு வழியை காண்பிக்கிறார். அவர் வந்து கிருஷ்ண கதையின் மூலம் கிருஷ்ண கதையின் அந்த மூலம் எங்களை போதைப்படுத்திக் கொள்ள அவர் எங்களுக்கு காட்டிக் கொடுக்கிறார்.
And then the devotee, when he becomes filled with Krishna Katha, loses his anxieties and even his exhaustion, which can come from fasting.
ஆகையினால் தான் கிருஷ்ண பக்தர் என்ன செய்கிறார், அவர் கிருஷ்ணருடைய கதைகளை கேட்பதன் மூலம் அதிலே தன்னை ஈடுபடுத்திக் கொண்டு தன்னுடைய பயத்தில் இருந்து வெளியே வருகிறார்.
An example of a devotee who lost his hunger and thirst due to contact with Krishna is Dhruva Maharaj.
இன்னொரு உதாரணம் இருக்கிறது. இன்னொரு பக்தன் வந்து தன்னுடைய தாகத்தையும் பசியையும் கூட மறந்து போன ஒரு பக்தனுடைய கதை இருக்கிறது, அதுதான் துருவ மகாராஜ்.
துருவ மகாராஜ் had fasted, imagine, for several months without eating anything and drinking anything.
துருவ மகாராஜ் 7 மாதங்களாக எதையுமே குடிக்காமலும் எதையுமே உண்ணாமலும் 7 மாதங்கள் இருந்தார்.
How do you feel when you have fasted for 7 months?
என்ன நினைக்கிறீர்கள், நீங்கள் 7 மாதம் எப்படி இருக்கும் உங்களுக்கு?
Some of you who are a little bit healthy looking, they might think, well, it would be good to lose a little weight, you know, but not fasting for 7 months.
சில நேரம் கொஞ்சம் மிக அருமையான தோற்றம் உள்ள நீங்கள் யாராவது கொஞ்சம் நல்ல கொஞ்சம் மெலிந்து வடிவாக வருவீர்கள், ஆனால் 7 மாதம் கடைசி வரைக்கும் உணவில்லாமல்
After 7 months of not eating, you really feel this is like a raging hunger. You will scream, give me the universe and I will eat it. Now, Dhruva Maharaj, at the end of this long time of fasting, received the darshan of Krishna.
ஆனால் இங்கே துருவ மகாராஜ் 7 மாதங்கள் விரதம் இருந்து அவர் கடைசியாக கிருஷ்ணருடைய தரிசனம் பெற்றார்.
Krishna came in his forearm form as Vishnu and he touched துருவ மகாராஜ்'s head with his conch shell.
அங்கே ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ணர் 4 கரம் கொண்ட விஷ்ணு வடிவத்திலே அவர் காட்சி கொடுத்து தன்னுடைய சங்கினாலே அவருடைய தலையை தொட்டார்.
And when and he made sure that he would touch with his lotus hand the cheek of Dhruva Maharaj, just to tenderly fondle him.
அங்க தன்னுடைய கரங்களினாலே துருவ மகாராஜனுடைய கண்ணங்களிலே தடவி விட்டார்.
Then Lord Vishnu took his hand and touched the head of Dhruva Maharaj.
அதன் பிறகு ஸ்ரீ விஷ்ணு தன்னுடைய கரங்களை துருவ மகாராஜ தலையிலே
And finally, Dhruva Maharaj, when it was time for Lord Vishnu to leave, he put his both of his feet over Garuda so that both of his feet came on one side. And when Garuda began to fly upwards, he made sure, Vishnu made sure that his lotus feet would be on the head of Dhruva.
கடைசியாக விஷ்ணு அவரை விட்டு செல்லும் பொழுது அவர் கருடனுக்கு மேலே ஏறி அமர்ந்த அவருடைய இரண்டு பாதங்களும் ஒரு பக்கம் இருந்தன.
Then finally when Vishnu went with Garuda higher, he made sure that the shadow of his lotus feet were touching the head of Dhruva, because he was so satisfied with Dhruva.
அதே போன்று அவருடைய பாதங்கள் இரண்டும் துருவ மகாராஜ தலையிலே பட்டது. இன்னும் அவர் அங்கே மேலே செல்லும் பொழுது கூட அவருடைய நிழல்கள், அந்த பாதத்தின் நிழல்கள் அவருடைய தலையிலே இருந்தன.
So after Dhruva had been touched by Krishna, he was now ready to offer wonderful prayers to Krishna.
அங்கே ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ணராலே அவருடைய கரங்க ஸ்பரிசம் பட்டபடியினாலே துருவ மகாராஜ் மிக மிக அருமையான பிரார்த்தனைகள் செய்தார் கிருஷ்ணரை நோக்கி.
And he said, "My dear Lord, because you have touched me, you have totally enlivened me. All my senses are just so enlivened."
அங்கே துருவ மகாராஜ் கூறுகிறார், ஓ பகவானே, நீங்கள் என்னை தொட்டு விட்டீர்கள். நீங்கள் என்னை தொட்ட காரணத்தினாலே என்னுடைய உடல்கள் எல்லாமே மிகவும் உயிர் கொண்டு இருக்கிற, என்னுடைய புலன்கள் எல்லாம் மிகவும் சக்தி வாய்ந்தவையாக இருக்கிறது, உயிர் கொண்டு விட்டது.
It's another example of someone who has been enlivened by Krishna, by contact with Krishna. Remember, he was fasting for 7 months. My God, was that long.
நீங்கள் யோசித்து பாருங்கள், இவ்வாறு ஒருவர் 7 மாதங்களாக, அந்த 7 மாதங்களாக பட்டினியாக இருந்து எவ்வாறு அவருடைய உடல் இருக்கும். இப்பொழுது கிருஷ்ணர் அவரை தொட்டதும் மிகவும் சக்தி வாய்ந்தவராக வந்துவிட்டார்.
But Dhruva Maharaj didn't feel any fatigued. Instead, he was full of the Shakti of Bhagavan.
ஆனால் துருவ மகாராஜுக்கு வந்து இன்னும் கூட வேறு விதமான எண்ணங்களோ பசியோ தாகமோ இருக்கவில்லை.
My dear devotees,
என்னுடைய பக்தர்களே,
my dear friends,
எனது நண்பர்களே,
this will also happen to you when you hear about Krishna.
இந்த விடயங்கள் நீங்கள் கிருஷ்ணரை பற்றி கேட்கும் பொழுது உங்களுக்கும் கூட நடக்கும்.
Your lamentation will go, your anxiety will go.
உங்களுடைய துயரங்களும் உங்களுடைய பயங்களும் உங்களை விட்டு அகன்றுவிடும்.
Because when we are hearing about Krishna, our hearts become touched.
நாங்கள் ஏனென்றால் நாங்கள் கிருஷ்ணரை பற்றி கேட்கும் பொழுது எங்களுடைய இருதயங்கள் வந்து தொடப்படும்.
And the Shakti of the Lord will enter you.
பகவானுடைய சக்தி வந்து உங்களுக்குள்ளே நுழையும்.
That means you will find possibilities to solve difficult situations in your life by the Shakti and intelligence of Krishna.
உங்களுடைய வாழ்க்கையில் ஏற்படக்கூடிய பிரச்சனைகளை கூட நீங்கள் தீர்த்துக் கொள்ளலாம் பகவானுடைய அந்த சக்தியினாலும் அறிவினாலும்.
For Krishna Katha to work, you only need 2 ears and a little faith.
2 ears
and a little faith.
ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ணருடைய அந்த கதையை கேட்பதற்கு உங்களுக்கு வந்து 2 காதுகளும் சிறிது நம்பிக்கையும் மட்டுமே தேவை.
Do you have 2 ears?
உங்களுக்கு 2 காதுகள் இருக்கிறதா?
You can just investigate. Then you are half qualified.
ஆகவே அவ்வாறு இருந்தால் நீங்கள் அதற்கு அரைவாசி தகுதியானவர்கள்.
Now you have to look in your heart, do you have faith in Bhagavan?
இப்பொழுது நீங்கள் பார்க்க வேண்டும், எங்களுடைய இதயத்திலே பகவான் மேல் நம்பிக்கை இருக்கிறதா.
If you have 2 ears and faith, you are qualified to experience the end of all miseries in your life.
அந்த முழு தகுதியும் உங்களுக்கு இருந்துவிட்டால் நீங்கள் வந்து உங்களுடைய எல்லா வகையான துன்பங்களிலிருந்து விடுபடுவதற்கு தயாராகி விட்டீர்கள் என்று அர்த்தம்.
You only need to regularly hear about Krishna.
ஒன்றே ஒன்றுதான் தேவை, நீங்கள் வந்து அடிக்கடி, அதாவது தொடர்ந்து பகவான் ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ணரை பற்றி கேட்க வேண்டும்.
Look at Parikshit Maharaj. After 5 days, you know, of preparing himself to meet his death, he must have been hungry and thirsty.
ஐந்து நாட்களாக தன்னுடைய அவர் வந்து தன்னுடைய இறப்பிற்கு தன்னை தயார் செய்து கொண்டிருக்கிற உணவு அருந்தாமல் பசியுடன் அவருக்கு எப்படி 5 நாட்களுக்கு பசி இருக்க வேண்டும்.
But he says, I'm feeling quite fit. That means when you are spiritually satisfied, your material dissatisfaction or fatigue will not bother you. Your problem is you are not spiritually tripti. Tripti means satisfied. Like when Parikshit Maharaj, you know, was on his hunt and he was a little thirsty and he was not given water. He became so upset that he put the snake, that he offended the saint. Now he had heard Krishna Katha and he was ready to go for 2 more days without food. And he was not disturbed that he would die. You know, he knew that in 7 days and after 2 more days, death will come. Yes. When Prabhupada says, when devotees enjoy spiritual bliss, the non-devotees are surprised that the devotees have forgotten material hankerings. Material, you know, in material life, you buy one car. But then you go on the autobahn and you see another car is driving faster than you and passing you and you feel, oh, I would like to have such another car. Then you buy that other car. But then you find out, oh, the new model of Audi, so much more fast. Audi car. And again, your desire is, I want such a car. Material desires, by material desires, you can never, ever, or by fulfilling material desires, your attachment to the more material things grows. The Bhagavatam says it's like feeding fuel into a fire. The fire doesn't stop, it becomes bigger and bigger by this. Yes, oh, you're translating very nice. Mere, mere. More, more. More, more. Yes, 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 yes. The whole world is on fire with this. Mere, 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 mere. Melem, melem. Yes. Melem, melem. It's a fire. Fire of dissatisfaction. Yes, so Krishna consciousness helps us to bring the fire down.
கிருஷ்ணா உணர்வர்களுக்கு என்ன சொல்கிறது? இந்த குழந்தை விட்டு எரியும் நெருப்பை குறைப்பதற்கு உதவுகிறது.
We become satisfied with Krishna inside the heart.
நாங்கள் வந்து ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ணர் எங்களுடைய இதயத்திலே அமர்ந்து எங்களை நாங்கள் வந்து அதன் மூலம் திருப்தி அடைகிறோம்.
Materialistic civilization is now in a big problem because of this melam melam. Yes. It's a big problem.
நீங்கள் பார்ப்பீர்கள், மனித நாகரிக வாழ்க்கை இவ்வாறு பெரிய பெரிய பிரச்சனைகளுக்குள்ளே மாட்டிக்கொள்கிறது.
Yes. The solution would be to hear Krishna Katha like Parikshit Maharaj has heard.
இவ்வாறு இந்த பிரச்சனைகளுக்கெல்லாம் தீர்வு வந்து பரீட்சித் மகாராஜாவை போன்று கிருஷ்ணருடைய கதையை கேட்பது.
Hare Krishna. So what does this practically mean for us? What does this practically, I'm asking them. Yes, you just translate, no need to give the solution, they have to give. Yes. What does this practically mean for every one of us here? I have a revolutionary suggestion. Now the men have to wake up. And the women have to hear very carefully because they need to check the men if they have understood. Listen very carefully. We have heard from the Bhagavatam that hearing about Krishna satisfies us spiritually, and then we will no longer be upset by material lackings, not having something. So I suggest the following for each household. Every day you should read a minimum of 3 shlokas from Bhagavad Gita, where Bhagavan Shri Krishna is speaking. Before the men go out for work, they should read some about Krishna.
Minimum,
very important.
Minimum three words.
Shlokas, not words. Not 3 words, yes. Yes. And women should read in Krishna book. Is it Krishna book in Tamil? Is there? And tell their husbands in the evening what Krishna did. This is the program against stress and anxiety. It worked. Look at Parikshit Maharaj. 5 days fasting, no food. It's inconceivable. But he felt so spiritually enlivened that he told Parikshit Sukadev Goswami, his Guru Maharaj, no, I am not afraid of death even. Just continue to narrate. So, this is my suggestion. So, husbands, please do this. And my dear wives, lovingly check on your husbands if they did it. Lovingly, very respectfully. Oh my dear husband, what did you read in Bhagavad Gita today? Please tell me. Hare Krishna. Now everyone goes, oh, oh, oh. This lecture was heavy. I have come to the end. What should we do now, Nirmal Krishna
Prabhu?
Small kirtan. Good. So, or
because after he is telling, there is prasadam that you give with your hand to all tamas, all devotees.
Oh,
wonderful! After they get also blessing from you.
Wonderful. So just 5 minutes?
Yeah, after.
After. Good. Now we will give you your prasadam.